It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
While the far majority of New York has its eyes centered around Aaron Judge going for 62, and or the New York Mets, of course, trying to get off to a good start in this pennant race series against the Atlanta Braves, the rest of the world is trying to figure out what the heck happened last night in the Cincinnati Bengals-Miami Dolphins game, other than what we both told you all week long was going to happen, and that is the Miami Dolphins were going to lose. Of course, the sidebar story to that is the obvious sack and a concussion to Tua, and then the world reacted the way the world always reacts to things that they know very little about. Everybody jumped on their high horse. Everybody got on their soapbox. Everybody became holier than thou. There is a single individual, and only one, that actually before the game publicly stated that Tua shouldn't play based on a previous concussion. Everybody else can pound sand. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today,
kid? Hi, I'm great.
Oh, are you? You're nervous. I don't blame you.
Very
big
nervous.
Big series for you.
Very nervous.
Big.
One of those
right.
days.
How are you going to get through the whole day with your nerves all bottled up waiting for first pitch tonight, which, by the way, you're going to be in the car for?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
You're not going to be in the car at 7:20?
I'm leaving early. No, I'm just kidding. No.
You're going to be in the car. I'm going to be sitting at home with a martini. I don't think martinis. With a pina colada getting ready for Mets first pitch.
Well, I follow my protocol all season long, which is I will get home safely.
I'm going to call you.
I will. No, you're not.
I'm going to text you. I'm going to call you. It's going to be great.
Phone's off.
Can you believe DeGrom gave up a home run in the first?
No.
Even if he didn't, I'm going to say that.
Kind of expect that.
Yeah.
Phone's going off.
Yeah.
I will get home probably around 7:45.
You got to leave your phone on in case there's a family emergency.
I'm going home.
Wife has to be able to reach you.
Craig, if there's a family emergency, I'm getting home when I get home. I'm going to the same place.
Got to be reachable.
So the phone goes off.
Uh-huh.
I will get home at about 7:45.
Uh-huh.
My wife already knows. She understands. She knows what these games mean. Hi, how are you? Start the game, hon. And I'd say by the second or third inning, I'll be caught up, and it's game time. And this is what we've been waiting for all season long, but you're right. I've got a pit in my stomach that I don't normally have. But I have it because these are big, humongous games. We know what's in front of us. We know what needs to be done. This is why we're here.
Biggest regular season baseball game in how long for the Mets, would you say? Or let me even be better.
Yeah.
Biggest series for the Mets since 16?
Yes. Let's be fair about this. The Mets were in a pennant race in 2016.
Yeah.
People like to ignore it because
people
of
think it's 15, but 16, you're alive.
They were in a do or die pennant race.
Yeah.
And obviously, the playoff run ended very quickly. But they needed to win games down the stretch. So, yeah, you go back to 2016, but I'll up it up this way. This is the biggest start Jacob DeGrom has had since game two of the 2015 World Series, which didn't go well for him.
Okay,
he pitched
fair enough.
Four no-hit innings and then got tattooed in the fifth. Probably just ran out of gas after that long run.
Yeah, we call that a Garrett Cole, but go ahead.
So for Jake, who's had a lot of quote-unquote big starts in terms of individual accomplishments in 2019 when he won the Cy Young, in 2018 when he won the Cy Young. For him, and for all the magistry we've seen from Jake, this is far and away, and it ain't even close, the biggest start he's had since Game 2 of the World Series 7 years ago.
It's awesome. These are the moments that I love. I know you don't love these moments because the odds are involved. you would obviously, and I don't blame you for this part of it, much rather be where the Yankees are. You've locked up the division, and now you're playing for some personal accolades. But this is what makes sports special. Like, these games count. These games matter. And I will say this, as much as I find baseball to be terminally boring, pennant race baseball with a local team, you got to watch every pitch. And I feel that way. And well, I'll get home probably at about, 7:30, 7:45, whatever it is normal, Friday traffic. And I will not go back unless something significant happened. I'll pick it up wherever the game is. I will listen to it driving home, which I know you don't do. I'm actually pretty amped up. I like major events, and we have a New York event tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Well, what also...
And I know you have, and rightfully so, you're going to be a ball of knots.
Yeah,
I get
no
it.
Doubt. No, what
butterflies are swimming.
What makes me feel better about this is while I want to sweep these southern bastards, the team, not necessarily the players, they're from everywhere, as much as I want to sweep them and dance Sunday night with a division championship, as much as I want to win 2 out of 3, we know that they've set themselves up where they just need to win a game, and they could come back to Citi Field next week, take care of business, and win the National League East. But I don't go into that series thinking that. I go into that series saying, wait, you've got Jacob deGrom lined up, you've got Max Scherzer lined up, you've got Chris Bassett lined up, you've got the number one prospect in the sport making his major league debut tonight. Thank you, Billy Epler. It took you long enough. Win. Go out and beat this baseball team. Yeah. You've done a good job head-to-head against them all season long, 9-7. You've got your guys lined up. I know there's no Starling Marte, which sucks, but no excuses. Mano y mano, win this series.
So we got to take all your calls, getting ready for the Mets game and, of course, the Mets series. The big story today in sports, of course, is what happened last night in a Cincinnati Bengal win. They're now 2-2, by the way, over the Miami Dolphins last night. Tua in the second quarter goes back to pass. He's under some duress. He's scrambling around a little bit. He gets sacked and ragdolled down. And, of course, his hands go into that fencing mechanism, they call it, which is when you've suffered some type of, I don't want to say catastrophic, but significant rattling of the brain. That's how your body reacts. You see it a lot in boxing. You see it sometimes in MMA. It's the best I can do to try to walk you through, you know, where else you've seen that type of situation. And then, of course, you know, the Twitter world in America explodes. But, you know, there's a lot of aspects to this story. So, number one, of course, is the overall health of a human being. And whether you root for the Jets or hate the Dolphins, this is a young man who's now in a bad spot, maybe. We don't know how long it's going to be to recover. We don't know if he ever recovers fully. And with other CTE stories, you now worry about his health as a person. So, we send that out. But what really bothered me about it, Evan, is that, in fairness, it was a nondescript play. Quarterbacks get sacked. It wasn't the worst hit I've ever seen. I've seen, you've seen a lot worse. But for the vitriol that's out there now from the American public that knows nothing at all about, you know, how to read an MRI, how to read a CAT scan, I'm just wondering, to be fair, it's very easy to see that hit last night and see how Tua reacted to it. And then knee-jerk reaction is, everybody's got to get fired. The NFL effed up. The Dolphins effed up. McDaniel effed up. Let's fire the trainer. Let's, you know, hang them all at the noose, you know, in public square and tar and feather them. But the reality is that he played last week in the second half, right?
Should he have?
Now, great question. They have an independent neurologist that does not work for either team who is a professional whose job it is to decide whether or not he suffered a concussion. I thought he did last week.
We all did, yeah.
Right? The way he wobbled twice.
When you see a guy unable to walk on his own that way, I think all of us thought in that moment, oh my God.
But I didn't complain about him playing in the second half. He was lucid. He played very well, as a matter of fact. His press conference showed no signs, to my untrained eye, that he had a concussion. I know what I saw 3 hours earlier. I thought he was concussed. I'm not a doctor. The NFL has independent neurologists who are paid to let us know if a guy was concussed to protect that guy against himself. Every NFL player, not named Mac Jones, wants to play through an injury. That's who they are.
Did you just take a shot at Mac Jones?
I mean, the Patriots said Mac Jones will be back in 4 to 6 weeks. He said 8 to 12.
But Mac is also at practice, and there's a possibility he plays on Sunday.
You know full well he's not playing on Sunday. Right. I mean, the notion that Bill Belichick put that out there is comical. But it's just like, you know, I'm not a medical doctor, right? And it went so absurd last night, Evan, from, you know, the Dolphins wronged him, the NFL wronged him, blah, blah, blah. People were taking shots at the Cincinnati Hospital, which is a level one trauma center, which makes it one of the top hospitals in our country. You go there for catastrophic injuries, and we're claiming that those doctors and nurses were in cahoots with some type of, you know, conspiracy theory because they let him go home. Like, we're getting crazy now.
I think it comes from, because here's the truth, and I completely agree with you about one thing. We are not doctors. I have no idea what happened between Miami and Buffalo last week where it looked like he had a concussion, but then he was cleared and played the second half. I'm not behind the scenes.
Right.
I'm not an independent neurologist. I'm not any neurologist. And I don't know if what happened last night, at least the head injury he suffered, was made worse because of a potential head injury he had 4 days earlier. None of us know. But what I see is that people don't trust the NFL.
Fair enough.
And that's what it comes down to.
And
it comes
down to, if you want to tell me you can't trust the Dolphins for all the obvious reasons, I'm good with that.
It's a skepticism that the people in Mass have against the league. Not as much the Dolphins as a whole, but yeah, they're the team involved. A head coach who's been coached for 35 seconds. But really, it's a lack of trust from the NFL. And I think one of the arguments you could make that no one could dispute is that the NFL ignored concussions for decades.
For a very long time.
And when you have that yoke around you, it's going to live with you for a long time, when you try to improve your...
Which they've done. I'll be the first guy to take a shot at Goodell and the entire body of the NFL. Historically, just ask, right? But I think we're in foreign territory here where we're not doctors.
Of course not.
And while it's easy to say, I think he had a concussion, I have no idea.
I have no idea.
If he had a concussion.
No idea.
Now, last night was different than last Sunday. The way his body reacted, the hands, which were shown a million times, maybe even too many times last night. So I know what I saw last night. I also know that a level one trauma center said he could go home on the team charter last night.
Let me tell you something, Craig. I'll tell you right now. Thinking that a hospital in Cincinnati that has a sterling reputation is doing anything underhanded because they're in the cahoots with the NFL, that's a conspiracy I can't get along with.
Right.
But I also know that there are narratives that exist. And unfortunately, the timing of this makes it look really, really bad.
Okay, and
there's no disputing that.
I agree. It has a bad. It fails the look test for sure.
No doubt.
But then, of course, comes the other question. Since we all agree that we're not doctors,
we're not.
Well, is 13 days enough? Is 3 weeks enough? Is
no
a month
idea.
Enough? I have no idea.
No
either.
Idea.
So, at some point, I do have to rely on a medical expert to tell me that he wasn't in harm's way, because there were people out there last night saying he's going to die. You know, two concussions in 4 days, there's a symptom, I don't forget the name of it. He's now going to die. You just killed Tua. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then the other side is, and this happens all the time, and I've probably been guilty of it, you probably have too, at some point in our radio careers where we like to compare our injury experience to what we see in an NFL game, a ball game, a basketball, baseball, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, people like Josina Anderson, who comes out last night questioning the medical advice that he got from Cincinnati, who then also says online, just one example, I had a concussion once. Come on, man.
Not the same.
Like, you have no idea. You can't compare your broken ankle and you playing a slow pitch softball to Trey Lance.
No,
right?
You can't. I think it's important, and this is good in society, to ask questions. And I think it's very, very fair to be skeptical of the National Football League. I do.
I got no problem.
The league doesn't have that credibility when it comes to this issue. So while I am certainly not going to stand on any soapbox and say, I know he had a concussion, those cheating bastards, I don't know that.
And we're also, also reacting to things in the wrong order. Because he got the concussion last night, it's easy to now say they never should have let him play. Your opinion is, not you, generally speaking, people are saying, I can't believe they let him play. But not a single person, other than this one PhD, and his name's escaping me.
Christopher Nowinski.
I think he used to be a wrestler.
He used to be a wrestler
day,
whose career
Harvard
ended.
Educated, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, he, to his credit, and only his credit, put out a tweet before the game. The NFL should not allow Tua to play in this game for all the obvious reasons.
But how can you not? Here's my one question.
I respect that guy.
Yeah, but let me ask you this.
Go.
How could you say he shouldn't play Thursday Night Football after they allowed him to play in the second half of Sunday's game?
Yes.
Because if you're not allowing him to play Thursday, that means the Dolphins did something shady on Sunday.
Agreed. 100%.
You're saying they're guilty on Sunday.
Now
all of a sudden Thursday, you're like, oh, yeah, by the way, he can't play in that game.
Yeah, for that guy, Nowinski, I'm not sure if he was aware of it until after Sunday happened. So I'm not sure if he was aware in the first half. I don't know what that guy watches or doesn't watch.
No, I think he was aware of it, but I think he was critical, hypercritical of the decision to clear Tua and allow him back in that game.
Okay, so I think he's been pretty consistent. So when he comes out, you know, before the game and says what he says, in my opinion, he's got a legitimate platform. We should listen to the guy. Right, we should listen to him, and he has every right to be uber critical now of everybody involved because he did it before the injury. Everybody else, you included, me included, that now wants to, I'm not saying you are, but that wants to jump up and down and, you know, get on their soapbox of how the NFL wronged him, how the Dolphins should have looked out for him. Why? The guy wanted to play, he's lucid, he's passed every test that they give him, and he's ready to go. And oh, by the way, he looked good in the first quarter. Should have had a touchdown pass.
But
that
that's
dropped.
Not relevant.
He looked
though.
Good in the second quarter.
No. Wait, that doesn't work, though.
Why not?
Because we've seen guys play with concussions years and years ago.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can be effective. You can play well. It doesn't mean you aren't playing with a concussion. So I wouldn't use that as evidence. What I would say is we are all, most of us, very skeptical of the NFL's policies. Maybe the NFL's policies need to change. But I don't have any evidence that we know for sure the Miami Dolphins or the independent neurologist or the NFL were conspiring.
No.
Knowing,
And listen,
he's concussed, play him anyway.
D'Maurice Smith and the NFL Players Association, rightfully so, they're doing an investigation to find out the answer to that question. Now, if the investigation comes back that the Dolphins or the NFL were complicit in lying about what happened last Sunday, then do whatever you got to do to punish them for that. Rightfully so. I'm down with that, and I'll lead the charge, I'll light the stick, and I'll get on my horse, and I'll go with everybody. But until you can prove that, lay low, man. You cannot accuse these people of specifically and purposely putting a player in harm's way. And here's the other thing that bothers me. This is what we like about the NFL, violence.
Mm-hmm.
We put out videos every week of the top hits of the weekend, do we not?
Yeah.
We celebrate those hits. We love it
when a guy gets laid out. He got jacked up. Wasn't that a segment on ESPN for a long time?
For a very long time.
Yeah.
So to all of a sudden go from, hey, we love the car wreck. We stop and watch the car wreck. We get mad when networks don't replay injuries because we want to see the bone break and come through the skin. And now Amazon's being grilled because they showed it too much last night.
Right.
So there's never middle ground, and the mob is never wrong. In this case, the mob's got to take an L because it was obnoxious. To me, at least. You can disagree.
You can love the violence of the NFL while also hoping.
Hold on a second. I apologize. Ralph's Italian Ice is
again?
Here. Oh, yeah. I'm crazy now. I'm on my way down. Thank you, okay? Thank you, sir. On my way right now. Tommy, on your way. Thank you.
You're like the Cal Ripken Jr. of ordering Ralph's every day.
Well, I was the Cal Ripken of Poke Bowls. Yeah, but then our friends at Adora Lay decided to cater our pre-met party today.
Right.
So they sent a bunch of wings and pizza over. I don't want to thank those guys
thank
for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You can love the violence of the NFL while hoping that they're smart and protective of their players after they suffer injuries. I think those two things can exist.
Say it again.
You can love the violence of the NFL.
Which we do.
Just like you like the violence of boxing or MMA.
Right.
While hoping that you can be responsible in handling the injuries of said athletes. Those two things can coexist at the same time.
I agree with you on that. I just think people got crazy in the last 24 hours. I really do.
I think that.
Because it's easy. It's an easy mark, right?
Craig, it was so easy because what we saw on Sunday and then what we saw on Thursday, the timing of it leads to a very easy narrative of what the hell is going on. And I'll tell you one guy who I don't think did anything wrong. He's coached 4 games in the NFL.
Mike McDaniels.
But what he needs to do is answer every question
about it. Thought he did last night. And I know he had a press conference today, which the guys are listening to now to see if anything comes out. Other than we know that Tua is at home. I guess he had family members in Cincinnati for the game. And they were with them in the hospital, which was very comforting, obviously. And I believe they flew back with the team also. Some of them did. Because I know he's with family now. And again, listen, we're diehard Jet fans, right? We want to see the Dolphins lose.
100%. 100%.
And we're also human beings. As much as we want the Dolphins to lose last night, we predicted the Dolphins would lose last night. We also can put that aside and hope that this is not a long-term problem for this kid's life.
I can be skeptical.
By the way, he is a kid.
Of course he is.
He's 25 years old.
I can be skeptical of the NFL, but I'm not skeptical of Mike McDaniel. I think Mike McDaniel's coaching a football team, and the doctor will tell him, hey, two is good to go, two is not good to go. I don't think Mike McDaniel is the one, quote-unquote, fudging the situation.
No, neither do I.
I think he's listening to what he's been told, but why he's in a tough spot is he's the front man. He's the one who has to answer every question.
He's the face and voice of a franchise that has already been embattled for the last year and a half for the Brian Flores crap, the Tom Brady crap, the allegations of tanking games, a suspended owner. Like, the last 18 months have not been good for the Dolphin franchise.
Now, I'll give Mike McDaniel credit for this. If he was like the head coach of the New York Jets, he'd just blame the media and say, you're creating a problem. There's nothing wrong here. Shut up, you losers.
Yep, that's Robert Saleh. Again, we'll get to that in regards to what we played yesterday with Jeff Ulbrich and Quinnen Williams. He's now blaming the media for this, so we'll get to that. We got all the Mets stuff. It's really an exciting weekend. It's also, I mean, we've done 25 minutes, and we haven't even acknowledged the return of the Mac. Zach the Mac Wilson is back against a franchise that we never beat. Now, it's not like the Eagles where we've never beaten them. We just typically don't beat the Steelers. I think we have 6 wins out of 30 or so games against the Steeler franchise. Good news for Jet fans. They suck too this year. So, big weekend of sports. No reason to leave the house. And it's going to rain all day Saturday. So, really no reason to leave the house unless you're chopping wood, which I got to do all week long. Coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Sloman's is immediately hiring HVAC technicians and helpers in New York and New Jersey to join their outstanding team. It is a badass union position, Local 355. What's up, fellas? Offering a starting salary of up to $37 per hour, plus a $2,500 signing bonus after 90 days. Full benefits include paid vacation, medical, dental, vision, 401k, and more. If you're ready to join an HVAC industry leader, thank you, Tommy, call for an immediate interview. 516-688-2300. 516-688-2300. Take your career to the next level.
Living in Westchester, early on I was told.
Who got sugar-free cherry? Whose order was that?
Oh, come on. You know who that is.
Was it you?
I didn't order Icy's.
Who got sugar-free cherry?
Before there's an answer,
yeah.
Craig, let's play a game.
Yeah.
Who do you think on our staff or in this building
would
say, I'll get Icy's, but it's got to be sugar-free?
Well, I'll tell you. There's sugar-free cherry.
Mm-hmm.
There's mint cookie crumb.
That's you.
And there's rainbow cookie from my man.
Rainbow
so I know
cookie.
You got.
Who ordered rainbow cookie?
I got your rainbow cookie.
You did?
Yeah.
Thanks, pal.
So who got the sugar-free cherry? Huh? Huh?
I guess
anybody want to own up to that?
Mustache man is.
Sugar-free cherry.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Evan. I just saw it on
I didn't know it existed.
Does that ruin the flavor of the cherry?
We're going to find out.
Does.
We're going to find out. It probably tastes like Robitussin.
Evan, you mind if I take a bite of your rainbow cookie first?
I wasn't having Icy's today.
You are now. I'm sorry.
Why are you trying to fatten me up?
I'm not, but I know you love rainbow cookie like I do. It's our favorite cookie.
I love it, but you asked me earlier, do you want? I said, I'm good. Yeah. No, I'm good.
I'm going to give you
a couple of spoons. There is this kind of like Hansel and Gretel thing going on where he's just fattening you up.
Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah.
Hansel and Gretel, it's a children's allegory.
Where's the fattening coming from?
What?
You guys just do your read. I'll eat the ice cream and we'll leave it alone.
They get trapped by a witch in a candy house and she fattens them up and she can't see. She feels the fingers to see if they're getting fatter.
She gives them porridge.
Don't you know the story?
Yeah, and then they leave crumbs out there so Red Riding Hood can find them.
I don't want it. I'm not taking it.
I already gave you some mint crumb cake, too. Come on. Get in there, buddy. There you go, kid.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Over there in Dover, New Jersey, Cutter's Tree Service.
Oh.
Sean and the gang over there, you know, climbing up trees like they're tree climbers.
You're looking for someone who climbed up trees?
Yeah. What's the name of a guy that climbs a tree? A tree climber.
Jack
right?
And the Beanstalk.
Or maybe
he climbed a beanstalk.
Arborist. Maybe they're arborists or something like that. They're up there chopping wood, playing with wood. They love wood, those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they listen to the show every day. So I give them a little shout out. What's up?
Thank you for cutting trees.
Yeah, thank you for cutting trees, especially trees near power lines near my house.
Yes.
Because it's going to rain and be windy on Saturday. And I don't want my wires coming down. I got a lot of sports to watch this
imagine
weekend.
Imagine you lose the power Saturday and Sunday.
Will you stop?
That's a problem.
Will you stop?
Do you want to come over?
I lose power when someone farts near my yard. Yeah, so I'm hoping. And those guys do a great job, and it's a dangerous job, but they love wood.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love wood, Craig?
Oh, I love wood. So I just wanted to say hi to those guys. Appreciate them out there. Here's Jimmy in Levittown. Jimbo, what's going on today, Cookie?
What's going on, boys? Yeah, big sports weekend. Evan, just a thought. Maybe I was like you when I was in my 20s and all, but, like, you're telling me you can't wait to get home to watch the game that you have to DVR for an inning and a half? There's a thousand baseball games. And let's face it, 90% of them are just dreadful. I know tonight's a big game, but, like, you got to get over this. You get over the game, and that's it.
Thanks, pal. I'm all right. I'm not going to get over it. Thank you for the call. Thank you for recommending what I should do. But why why should I not? I don't even waste any time doing it. The beauty of DVR and the beauty of technology that we have is that it doesn't even take me that long to start a game from the beginning, skip commercials, and eventually catch up and watch the game live. So while I appreciate your advice, I'll pass. Thanks.
Yeah, no, I can see if it's a football game where it's one game for 3 hours.
Again, you do you, I'll do me.
Jimmy, good
thanks,
job,
pal.
He's just trying to be a nice guy, help you out.
No, but what's so odd about...
Be so mean to him.
Because it's like, I don't care. Thank you. Thank you for telling me what I should do. I'll do whatever the hell I want.
Why can't you be gracious to say, thank you, have a lovely weekend?
I don't tell other people what to do.
Thank you, have a blessed day.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy, have a blessed day. And
bingo,
to make
that's
that,
it.
And what's odd to me is he made that phone call before the biggest Mets regular season game in 6 years. You want to make this call in May or April or July? I totally get it. There's 162 games,
right?
Blah, 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 blah. I give you the same answer then. But you make that call before this game, thanks. Have a blessed day, Jim.
No, see, but you're saying blessed day with angst, with a little negativity.
And my
there.
Other question for Jimmy is, why the hell do you care what I do?
Because he cares for you.
I actually
because you
care
have a relationship with
about
the
team. Yeah. I care about coming on the radio and actually knowing what the hell I'm talking about, which, I don't know, I take pride in. It's sort of our job, too, and I'm going to continue to do it.
By the way.
Thanks, Jim. Have a blessed day.
If you say it while smiling, it comes across like you're happy about
it. See, I was smiling.
Yeah, by the way, a lot of people reaching out now with their local jobs who listen to the show. So let me say hi to Mike and Bob they're sitting in traffic on the Bruckner. They install burial vaults in cemeteries. That sounds like a badass
job.
That
is a badass job.
I think I want to be buried in one of those things.
What's a burial vault?
I don't know. Probably like a mausoleum type thing. Like it's above ground, no?
I thought it's just creating the
A burial area. Vault. You think he just digs a hole?
I think he's just digging the hole and creating the area for the casket,
right? He's just a hole digger?
Yes, he's a hole digger.
Nah, he's doing burial vaults.
What's a burial vault?
I think it's like a big bank vault, but with dead people in it.
Who gets buried in those these days?
I'd like to.
Have you noticed anyone get buried in that?
No, I've never even heard of it before. But I want to be buried above ground. That's my only wish.
I want to be stuffed and in my great-grandchildren's house just sitting on a rocking chair.
Dude, that's weird. That is weird.
What's wrong with that?
You want to sit there like on a perpetual rocking chair so your grandkids can play on granddad's lap?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
hey,
so weird.
Hey, it's Grandpa Heaven. He's just rocking
Now, let
there.
Me ask you a question.
What?
Let's say you could do that.
Yeah.
Would you have the mortician flatten the man boobs?
100 No, you got to be real, bro.
So you're going to have perpetual,
yes,
forever in eternity man boobs?
You can't lie about who you are.
Yeah.
Like, I am who I am, good or bad, a lot of it bad, and that's it. I got to deal with it.
Yeah. By the way, there's a guy online also that's upset with me, thinks I'm a douche, because he and his sons remember that in 2007, 15 years ago, I promised I would quit if the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. He's held that grudge for 15 years. And by the way, I did quit 5 years ago. I just decided to come back.
Yeah, there was no rule that he had to quit forever.
I say when. By the way, when that happened, no joke. I don't think it was 2007. Because we just started the show.
It was January of 2008.
Is that when I did it?
Oh, that was when the giant run occurred.
I think it was for the second run, but I could be off on that.
No.
I know I said it. I'm not denying saying
no,
it.
No, no, no,
because I thought I said it in this studio, right? We got here in 09.
Oh, wait a second. You know what? You may be right, because I think of the first giant run, you guaranteed they wouldn't get there, so you walked across the Brooklyn Bridge in your undies?
No, I said that they couldn't beat the Cowboys.
Okay, so even before they got to Green Bay.
Yes.
So that was for that run. For the second run, I think, was the quitting. I think
that's
you're right.
That's what I think, too. I did the Jets. I didn't walk twice for the Giants. I walked once for the Giants and then once for the Jets.
And imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if Craig listened and quit, he would have missed Lynn Sanity.
I would
and
have
that would have been
well.
The worst part of his career,
yeah,
missing
but,
Lynn
I mean,
Sanity.
You're holding a 15-year grudge, and I respect the hell out of you for it, too. I'm looking at a gray vault. It's basically like a vault in the six-foot hole.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so it's probably where the casket goes inside.
Yeah, it's where they put the casket.
Real quick, football news. Quinnen Williams refused to speak to reporters in the locker room today after practice, after hearing the Jeff Obrick comments. We'll tell you what Robert Saul said in a little bit. And how about this? No shock here. Kadarius Toney, according to Mike Garofalo, is also out this week for their game against the Bears. Wandell Robinson is out, as is Leonard Williams for another week.
The Leonard Williams thing is a big deal, especially because of who you're facing. The Bears' offense is very predictable. They're going to run the football, and they've done it very effectively over the first few weeks of the season.
They've only completed 23 passes on the year.
No, I get that.
So you're right about that.
I get that, but what was the Giants defensively their biggest weakness a week ago against Dallas?
Yeah, they gave up 180 yards on the ground.
Stop the run, and there's a couple of reasons for it. A, their linebackers stink. Tay Crowder's had a bad year, but I think more than that, Leonard Williams is a real key to this defense.
Yep.
That's a huge blow for the Giants, D. Not surprising, but a huge blow.
Here is Johnny in Jersey on the fan. John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, kiddo. What's up?
So, there's one thing about this Tua injury. I'm not sure if it's being missed or not. Mm-hmm. Tell me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. So, I played Division III football, small school, mm-hmm. not an NFL player.
Yep.
I took a shot as a wide receiver. I was knocked out cold on the field.
Okay.
Went to the hospital, did the scan, checked me out. No concussion. Good to go.
Okay.
Now, I missed the next 2 weeks because I did not feel right. I was nauseous. I just did not feel right. I did not medically have a concussion.
But you had symptoms of something.
Right. So okay. Clearly was knocked out, took a headshot, went to the hospital. Those are professionals, right? They said, no, no concussion. You're good to go. Now, I held myself out. I could have played the next week. but I didn't because I didn't feel right. Now,
so here's the rub there, and I respect that you did at least play football at the college level, so it's at least closer to apples and apples, and I respect the experience that you had because it's real and it's yours. The difference, just on the surface, is that while you may not have been diagnosed as having had an actual concussion, you had physical symptoms as a result of the hit. What we were told, and I have no reason to not believe this, because I saw him at the press conference, I saw him at the second half of the game, and I saw him to start this game. From what we've been told, that doesn't mean it's the whole story, he had no symptoms after being wobbly in the first half last Sunday. Now, if he's throwing up, if he whatever the other symptoms you may have had, that's a different story. But we were told he didn't have anything, right?
Right.
So that's the difference there. Like, you had headaches, you couldn't sleep, you had migraine. You know, people, a lot of people throw up, which one of the you know, side effects, or, you know, whatever it is, right? Can't sleep, this and that. He had nothing.
But that's what we're being told.
That's what I want to be
and
clear
I think
about
there's
that,
a skepticism of people not believing what we're told.
Yeah.
The athlete is usually, not always, but usually the athlete's going to do whatever it takes to play.
100%. That's who they are.
No doubt. So I take that away from him.
Other than Mac Jones.
I was arguing with a buddy of mine who's a Saints fan. And we were talking about Jameis Winston, how bad he is. And I said, listen, Jameis Winston has like 5 broken bones in his back.
Yeah.
And my buddy's like, well, he shouldn't have played. I'm like, that's up to the coaching staff. I don't blame Jameis Winston for saying, I'm going out there. The athlete in general, except Mac Jones, want to play. They want to fight through it. So it's about the coaching staff. It's about the independent neurologists. It's about the doctors who have to say, yes, we know you want to play. You can't play. So when you say we didn't see any symptoms, they say there are no symptoms. There's a lack of trust from people that's BS. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes there's got to be an adult in the room that says, you're not playing today. I'm taking away your helmet. Right?
Right.
That's what you have to do. But in this case, nobody said that until after he got hurt again last night. And what bothers me about it is everybody all of a sudden is an expert and gets up on their high horse and is yelling and screaming about something that truly none of us know anything about.
Right. Well, even,
I'm not going to claim to be a neurologist. I'm not.
Even him playing in the second half, which I think we were all skeptical about, was the same thing.
And by the way,
we don't know what happened when they checked him out.
I could make a much better argument that playing yesterday was more acceptable than playing in the second half last week.
Oh, no doubt, because at least then, or at least for Thursday, you had a few days to check him out to see if there were any symptoms. This was a, oh, yeah, we checked him out. He's good to go. Get back in the game.
And by the way, as the starting quarterback of an NFL team, he is a $100 million commodity to the Miami Dolphins, if not more, right?
Right.
I guarantee you that they ran batteries of tests, that they watched him on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and all the things that they had to do, because they're not going to risk it when a guy's that important to a franchise. They're just not anymore.
Especially, I think the Miami Dolphins, and you sort of saw it to a degree last night, are equipped to compete even with their backup quarterback. They have one of the better backup quarterbacks in this league in Teddy Bridgewater.
And I'll tell you something else that happened. And those of you that did it, you got to own it. On the interception that Tua threw before he got hurt, he underthrew Tyreek Hill by 5 or 6 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He's splitting the defense. He's a couple yards already behind the safety. And obviously, because of his speed, that gap's going to widen, right? And Tua underthrew him by 7 yards and resulted in an interception for the Bengals. And he got lambasted, and people started deleting tweets very quickly a few moments later when he got hit and obviously had the concussion. But everybody went from, you have a pop gun arm, you suck,
you don't have to
you underthrew him, and then he gets hurt, and nobody wanted the receipt there of taking a shot.
That's ridiculous, though. Like, you can leave those receipts out there. You're allowed to criticize somebody for their play.
You know how it goes, though.
I know,
like, you
but
can't yell
and
scream if you're going to also criticize. You know, people feel like,
yes,
I don't
you
want people-
can.
Yeah, you and I can, but a lot of people are afraid of it. They're like, wait a minute.
Get over
let me go. I got to take a shot at the Dolphins in the NFL. Two of them might be dead. I don't want people to think that I criticized the guy that died playing. Hey, where'd you get that C4, Thomas? Because I noticed that I had 5 cases of C4 in my fridge starting the week off on Monday, and my refrigerator now only has barbecue sauce in it.
We established yesterday that I'm a rat, but I really don't want to rat this person out. I'll just say his name rhymes with Tom Izzo.
Huh. Interesting.
Big Mac got one, too.
Wow.
I just ratted Chris out too.
Wow.
You really are a rat. You proved it.
Yep.
In a matter of 10 seconds, Chris, Tommy Lugauer screamed as loud as he could, I'm a rat. I'm a rat.
Like, I've been supplying this radio station and everyone in it with C4 for about a year now, right?
Something like that.
About a year, give or take, whatever it is. And you guys enjoyed it before I had a deal with them. But, you know, the fact is I've been supplying you guys with C4.
Correct.
And I've said to everybody, my refrigerator is your refrigerator. Take whatever you want. So now you're telling me that Tom Izzo went into my refrigerator, took my C4s, gave them to you guys, and now I have none.
I don't know if that's entirely accurate, everything you said.
Like, isn't the rule that if you're going to take my C4s, which I said you're welcome to, doesn't somebody leave one? So that the owner of the C4 at least has one. I now have none. Okay. The rat has spoken.
He has.
Yes, and now I know exactly what went down.
It was great. As you're doing your rant, he's sipping his C4.
Yeah, I know, right in my face.
It's almost like he's delicious.
Right in my face.
Tom Izzo's denying the fact that he took your C4, and he's also curious on when he will be asked when he's going to get Ralph's Italian Ice. Considering he's brought Ralph's Italian Ice to the station on several occasions.
He's very salty about it.
And here's the deal. He complains about it. All right. He wants a tip for doing it. And he never eats any of it. He does it as a favor to me. He's always reimbursed. He's always a pain in the ass about it.
Mm-hmm.
And all he had to do was say, hey, next time you order Ralph's, you mind getting me a pint? And I would have gotten him a pint like I got you guys pints. So that's it.
You even got me a pint. I didn't want a pint.
Yeah.
I want to know
why he's giving out pints, but you know.
By the way, give your pint to Izzo.
Take it, Izzo. I need it away from me.
There you go.
He keeps fattening me up. I know I'm already fat, but he keeps fattening it even more.
He doesn't like rainbow cookies.
Excuse me?
Well, you see, that's the problem. That's the problem.
What?
It's like Vincent Von Vincent when we get Prince Street Pizza on Fridays, right? Oh, I don't like cheese. Like, yo, you guys, it's like everyone on Twitter, mind boggles.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Everyone's an expert at everything. Everyone's critical about everything. Good. Go buy your own Italian ice. Great. I got a delivery service now bringing it to me. I no longer need you to drive it in. So you don't have to worry about me bothering you anymore again for Italian ice. And stop stealing C4 out of my refrigerator, you dummy.
You've become irrelevant now, Izzo. Yeah.
Gary's in North Salem on the fan. Gary, what's up?
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Doing great, kiddo.
I am so jacked up for this Mets series.
As you should be.
Oh, my God. It's been a long time since we've had a run like this. I'm enjoying this season. I know Evan ain't. But we don't get this too often. So I hope we go down there and smash.
Oh,
I know
God.
It ain't how
you know what? I'll say this. I'm going to give you something. Gary, I'm going to give you something positive before this series. Every time the Mets have been challenged against a really good opponent, not every time, most times, they have come up big. And you've got DeGrom, you've got Scherzer, you've got Bassett. Let's freaking go. Let's go.
I got to go to work right now. I can't wait for this game. I can't wait for this weekend. I can't wait to go home. Go in the woods, chop wood like Craig. Craig, where do you live? In Northern Jersey? You're talking about chopping wood.
I'm in Morris County.
Nice. Oh, I love wood, too.
If you ever want to come over and play with my wood, you're welcome to, okay?
No problem. Yo, I got plenty of wood. I got wood to play with, too.
Nice. I can't wait to come over and see your wood, too. By the way, you know what I love about Gary?
That's he likes your wood?
Well, everybody likes my wood. It's special wood. It's cherry or ash. That guy's positive. That we've not heard a lot of that looking forward to upbeat, positive
stuff. I'm going to surprise you. About an hour before the show, I put a poll out. Which said, what's going to happen this weekend? Are the Mets going to sweep and clinch the NL East? Are the Mets going to win 2 out of 3?
Well, they're not sweeping.
Are they going to lose 2 out of 3? Or are we going to look at a disaster and the Mets are going to get swept, which it essentially would mean the Braves win the NL East? And the 53% of people said Mets win 2 out of 3, and 10% said Mets sweep. So 63% of people that voted
said what?
Have a positive view of this series that they're going to win it. So I think that
they're all stoned.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Friday Stone Day?
Well, listen, you're 9-7 against the Braves this year.
Yeah.
So it's about 500, a teeny bit better than 500. And you have two of the best pitchers in baseball. This is why you pay them all that money.
No
this
doubt
is why
about
you got
it.
Them.
No doubt
this
about
is,
it.
This is all this is essentially. This is like the Mets playing in the wild card round. You have your pitchers lined up. perfectly. You get DeGrom, you get Scherzer, you get Bassett. They're your best three.
And
that's it.
And for a lot of us who are over the age of 30, I'd say.
Well, so I wouldn't understand
exercise
that.
Exercise some demons against the Atlanta Braves.
Yes.
Because
yes.
This is a franchise that I grew up with in the late 90s. This was a house of horrors. Obviously, different stadium, but this was a house of horrors going to Atlanta.
There's only, for me, the only thing that's negative about this series is that it's on the weekend. So we can't come in here the next day and break it down and get honest, immediate,
emotional
reaction.
You are more than welcome
reaction.
To join me on Rico Bronya. I'll do a podcast.
That's a podcast.
Every game,
I don't do podcasts.
And we can talk about it. Well, you want to have that raw emotion. Let's do it.
I don't do podcasts. I talk enough. There's enough of me out there already. I don't need more.
You know, our show's made a podcast, too, by the way.
If you want to take what we do here and make it into a podcast, have at it. I'm not doing extra. It's enough. It's too much of me.
You don't want to talk that much about this series like you just said.
No, I wish the series was like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that.
By the way, if there wasn't a lockout, this was supposed to be the final three games of the season, period.
Which you got to give baseball credit. They put the original schedule out there perfectly to end the season with a three-game series to win the division.
No doubt, because next year...
That would have been fresh.
Because next year, the Mets and Braves' final games against each other are in August. So
is that right?
Next year, they don't have it right.
See,
this year, they do.
I think the last maybe 3, 6, 9, 10 games... They should do what the NFL started doing a few years ago. Divisional games.
There's five teams in each division.
Because there's a better chance that the games mean something.
There's five teams in each division.
All right, so you get as close as you can.
Well, they are. The Mets and the Braves are playing their division rivals over the final six games.
Yeah, I love it.
The final eight games.
I love it. I love it.
But you can't do it perfectly because there's five teams in each division.
All right, so you can never do it perfectly. Have two game series, whatever.
You know
four,
who the Phillies?
Three, two.
You know who the Phillies end their season against?
The Phillies, they suck.
And they're in a pennant race right now. But
the Phillies are collapsing.
They are, but the Brewers keep losing, so they've maintained a lead.
What's their lead right now?
It is a game. I think it's a half game, but they have the tiebreaker, so it's like really a game and a half.
Against the Brew Crew?
Against the Brewers. They're playing a doubleheader today. But the Philadelphia Phillies end their season in Houston against the Astros.
Ooh.
Talk about the most random way to conclude a season.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. But I'm excited for this weekend. Now, here's the rub, though. Let's be honest about it. You got the Jets and Giants both at 1 o'clock. You got the Mets at 1 o'clock, right, on Saturday?
No.
Is that not right?
No, you're wrong.
The Mets
play at 7:15 on Saturday and 7 o'clock ESPN Baseball Sunday
night.
What
I was thinking?
They have been cleared from competing with the NFL.
Got
at least the local NFL.
Got it. All right. Were they originally going to be 1 o'clock?
No,
or did I make that up?
They flexed it about 3 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken.
So at one point they changed
it. Yes, at one point they were. Yeah.
So I know I read it there at some point. What time do the Yankees play if there's a game Saturday?
Saturday's 1 o'clock. Sunday's 1 o'clock.
That's rained out. That's done. They're not playing at 1 o'clock on Saturday. We're having a monsoon.
So what are they going to do? Doubleheader Sunday?
Well, I mean, what's the point? You're not playing for anything. Neither is Baltimore.
Yeah, but you always try to play 162.
Yeah, but I'm sure if you told the players you were going to pay you, but you don't have to play, they'd be like, yes. Right?
Yeah, no, I don't think they'd care. But I know that baseball's strategy, besides extending the season, which I know they don't want to do, they don't have a lot of wiggle room, they want to try to play 162. So my guess is they would try to have a doubleheader Sunday. The rain looks bad for Sunday, too, though. So I don't even know if they play those games.
I know Saturday is going to be bad. Like monsoon, like, you know, we get the remnants of the hurricane coming our way.
Yep.
That's not going to be pretty on Saturday. We got a high school football game in Madison on Saturday.
They're going to play?
Yeah, they're playing. It's football.
No, even
as
high
long
school
as there's
football?
No lightning. Yeah.
Even high school football?
As long as there's no lightning. Or I guess if there's like mad flooding, they might consider
it. Right.
But they're playing.
What I feel real bad for is that there are people who have tickets for Saturday afternoon's game. They have tickets. They spent a lot of money. Aaron Judge, the whole thing.
Yeah, like what if he doesn't hit the home run tonight?
If that game gets rained out, and I'm just guessing here, the Yankees could obviously correct me on this, I would assume they'd have a single admission doubleheader Sunday, not a split because it's a Sunday. And if that's the case, you're kind of screwed. You get your money back. Don't get me wrong.
You don't want your money back. You want to be there.
Right, and you won't be able to be there because Sunday's probably close to sold out.
The Yankees are going to, you know, I got to call the Yankees and ask what they would do. Because to me, specifically because of the Judge home run chase. If he doesn't do it tonight.
Split admission?
I think you got to do a split admission.
I don't know if they're allowed to because of the ESPN Sunday night exclusive window.
They would still get the 1-7
yeah,
or
but
1-8.
They're not going to want a game competing with Mets Braves Sunday night ESPN baseball would be my guess. So I think there may be something with that. By the way, let me give the Yankees a lot of credit because I was ripping them preemptively and they came through in a big way and I always want to be fair about this.
Go ahead.
I really thought the Yankees and yes were going to look like a bunch of hypocrites with the Amazon Prime thing tonight. But apparently they're allowing tonight's game to not only be on Amazon Prime, but also YES Network. So they came through big time. They wanted to get that game off Apple TV right. Plus last week. I thought, oh, yeah, here we go, bunch of hypocrites. Once it's their stream, they won't care. They came through in a major way. I was wrong. Credit to them. They care about their fans. Good job.
Well done, Evan.
Well done by them, not me. I didn't do anything. Yeah, well, they did the job.
But that just shows
good job
you
out of them.
On this show, when you do good things that we question how you're going to do them, and you do them right, we acknowledge it. Much like we'd be critical if they didn't.
Yes.
So they did a good job on that. I just texted the Yankees to find out if Saturday is rained out, would you do split doubleheader or single
emission? I really don't think they can. Like, I don't
you
even
think there's a rule that precludes
I
it.
I think the exclusive window of ESPN Sunday Night Baseball may preclude them from that, but I could be wrong.
Yeah,
I was
like, well, why would that impact 1 o'clock?
Because they don't want when would the second game be? The second game would be 7 o'clock. And I don't think that ESPN would want the competition, especially that. You don't want that as competition. That's right. Every baseball eyeball on Mets Braves potentially for the NL East.
Right. No, I mean, you're right. That makes sense. But we'll find out. I ask the Yankees when I get an answer, I'll give it to you.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming 4/20 on Hulu.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.